Because my daughters are Mexican. Well, not real Mexicans, but they watch a lot of Dora. So technically, has anyone ever seen Dora, like a little buzzed? It is the most racist show in the world. It is, I swear to you. Have you ever seen Dora the Explorer? Okay, if I'm making any of this up, someone call me out, okay? But and you tell me if you find this offensive. Every episode, Dora, who's a little Mexican girl, she gathers a group of Mexicans in their homeland. Right? Isa, Tika, Benny, Boots. Takes them on a journey. Across a river. Or over a fence, I'm not making this up at all, to the other side where they meet up with their family and they get jobs or something. I don't know. They never follow through, but... And do you know who stops them at the river every time? The grumpy old troll who lives under the bridge. Sounds a little bit like... It's the border patrol who lives under the bridge. I'm watching this show. They should just call it Dora the Coyote, for Christ's sakes. That's what she's... It's a big baby. Go, 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 go. Where are we going, Dora? We're going to Connecticut to get gardening jobs. Oh! In Arizona, we'll stay with my cousin Diego. Then we're going to meet up with Baby Jaguar. Oh, I got to lock down. I love living in L.A. This is what I noticed about Mexicans. Latinos in general chastise their children better than any race in this country. Yeah, that's a girl that's been beaten by her mom. I can hear it. A little shell shock, right? It's the truth. You ever heard? Have you ever heard like a Mexican mom chastise her children in the mall? Like, you know, you have two kids like screwing around like, get a maricón. Anda no maricón, pinga. Anda no pinga, chucha. Anda no chucha, chucha. Chucha. Anda no chucha, chucha. Chucha. And then all of a sudden the mom steps in, right? Mira. And everything with a good tan under 4 feet tall just stops. I'm in LA 4 years ago. I'm getting an elevator in the mall. And as I step into the elevator, I hear a ton of noise, okay? And what it is it's a Mexican woman, and she's got four kids. She's got two in a stroller, and she's trying to, like, she's got her back to me, and she's trying to relax them, and they're just, they don't know English or Spanish, but they're freaking out, like, it's true. I don't know anyone that has, but when your kids cry like your racist inflection, Latino kids sound like, white kids are like, Slossingy, Cossingy, Kuroskingy, and black kids are like, Biatch. It's a very... So she's got two in the stroller, they're crying. One kid's running around her, like, singing some song in Spanish. I think it was La Bamba. I don't really know. And the fourth, now this is my boy, this is who I connected with. His name's Jose. He's by all the buttons, ringing the alarm. Yeah, just ring, ring, like he's got something going on up here. Ring, 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 ba da 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 da. I walked in the elevator, I'm like, is it Cinco de Mayo already? What the? So I step in, at the time, 4 years ago, I didn't have kids. So when I stepped in, I didn't know what to do. All I knew how to do was give those, like, accusatory eyes, those, like... But I didn't have to do that, because this is a Latino woman. I've never seen anything like this in my entire life, okay? I step in the elevator, I didn't even get a chance to get the eyes going. I was like this, and she turns around like a bullwhip and goes, Jose! Did you touch that bell one more time? And you know what happened to you? And turns around, and it is silent in this elevator. Silent. Silent like someone just got a boner in PE class. Silent. She scared me. I was like, ah! And instinctually, she turns around. I guess like the guy in me, I just started giggling. Like, and this kid starts getting angry, like just beet red, staring me down, like, and I lean in and I go, stupid. This kid looks me back with that Latino machismo. 6 years old, he stares back at me and he goes, laugh it up, fat boy. And he punks me, because I'm scared of his mom too. What am I going to do? That's when he told me. I was like, oh man, I got to represent.
Hello, good afternoon, everybody. Today is Monday, September 14th, 2020, and welcome to the Opochli podcast. And that was Burt Kreischer, everybody. Burt Kreischer on Mexicans. Not sure. I'm trying to think if I ever used that clip to start my podcast, but I don't think so. I think it's new, so whatever. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I don't know if it would stand in today's PC climate, but it's kind of funny, you know, gotta admit. Although I don't think I necessarily appreciated it when I heard it back when it first came out, but I didn't really like Burt Kreischer, and to be honest, I don't know if I like him now either. Like, he has a lot of the same, like, he's known for a couple of things, you know, and every time he has a chance, like, every time I watch him, like, on TV, like, he just goes back to those same old stories, so, I don't know, it just seems a little fake to me, you know, but at the same time, I do appreciate him, I do think he's funny, I just, I haven't followed him in a while, and, you know, I don't know if he's adjusted to making new content or, you know, doing new things, but either way, shout out to you, Bert. And today I don't really have much to talk about. I just wanted to go ahead and do this podcast and get it done, get one in today. I did have an idea for a podcast, but unfortunately at this point I don't remember what it was, so if I somehow recall during this podcast, we'll get into it. But for now, let's just let's go off the cuff and see what happens. So I was watching Rick Glassman's podcast, Take Your Shoes Off, with Kalila, who's Bobby Lee's girlfriend from Tiger Belly, you know, and I think it gave me a lot of value. It gave me a lot of things to think about. It definitely opened my eyes to a couple of things. And one of those things, you know, when I first started, and maybe even now, you know, I really got accustomed to, or in the habit of, how could you say it? I got into the habit of editing everything. Like, if there was a beep, if there was a whatever it was, you know, I try to edit it if there was dead noise. And even though I don't do it as much anymore, I still do it, you know, and it's just a self-conscious thing, you know. I drive for perfection, you know. It's just that those OCD qualities of myself. And you know, Rick Glassman and Kalila really seem to have the same kinds of issues, you know. And Rick has his new podcast, you know, it's kind of new, relatively new, and he's still stuck, you know. Luckily he has more money in his disposal where he can reach out and ask others for help. But when you're in my position where you have to do everything yourself, it makes things a lot harder. But yeah, you know, and what Kalila was saying was basically she was like that too, and she was managing all her editors and producers and whatnot, and it just wasn't making good for a good life, you know. And I just want to try to embrace those sentiments myself a little bit and just get a better idea of how to produce podcast content much quicker, how to not be self-conscious about what I'm posting, what I'm doing, and just go ahead and do it. So right now I'm actually on lunch. I went to work, drove to work this morning. I wasn't feeling the podcast. I was going to do it, but I knew it was going to be one of those podcasts where I just felt like shit, and I was just going to rant and talk about what I wasn't going to look forward to, so just felt maybe it was better to do it on my way home. And today I decided I didn't want to stick around the office all day, especially when there's three other people there. Just went home, and I'll come back tomorrow because I'm going to be pretty much voluntold to do it. So, you know, if I'm going to be having to come into the office multiple days as opposed to one day, which is the standard that was set for our team, even though we have multiple people coming in every single day, whatever, you know. But anyways, having the worst heartburn right now. I'm actually gonna go into a gas station and get something to finish this shift off. Maybe a cold Red Bull, because I'm falling asleep, if I'm being honest. One of those Mondays. I'll be right back with you. Alright guys, I'm back. Thank you for your patience. Oh man, it's hot today. Oh man. Just not really feeling good today. And I don't think a lot of other people are feeling good. And you know, my stomach's a little queasy, a little sour. Just because over the weekend I tend to eat shittier than normal, just because I'm bored, or just because I'm, you know, like this weekend I went to my sister's to celebrate her birthday, and they had some carnitas, you know, and of course you gotta partake in that with some tortillas, some limon, some fresh salsa. No, that shit's really good. And today I, just because Zupas, they set up a program with my, when Corona first started, with my company, where they would come drop off to our buildings. So, I don't know, it's kind of like, I know they're coming for multiple people, you know, but it just seems like you're going totally out of their way, even just for one, because there's not that many people working at the office now. So, I don't know if Zupa's kind of expected that to be a thing, where everyone's working from the office and they can make a lot of money. But every time I go in, you know, once, twice, three times, however many times I go in, that's usually what I'm getting, because it's most convenient. They deliver it there, and they don't charge for delivery. And so I've been getting that a lot. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Like, it's kind of mediocre. You know, I don't know if you guys have tried Zupas. I hadn't really tried it until this past year. And I think it's overrated. Like, a lot of this, I've had a lot of different soups. Like, their chicken soup is disgusting, not worth the money. the lobster bisque is okay. Right now, I actually ordered a large clam chowder, you know, and that one's was one of the last ones soups I've ordered, and it was okay, it was decent. So I've just been ordering that one, you know, and that's kind of how it becomes. Like, I find one that I like, and this is after trying several different ones. You know, I tried like the Southwest one, tried all these different ones, and you know, it wasn't my forte. Oh God, these people are fucking assholes. Oh my God, get the fuck out of my house. These people parking in my house for. Alright, I don't like them. Have a good one.